Welcome to Orchard Conversations, a podcast brought to you by the Orchard community.
Hi there, Benjamin Thomas
and Daniel Birch
from Leavenworth, Washington, with our reading today. Daniel's here visiting me, and we're playing a bunch of shows here. And it's been a really beautiful time, hasn't it?
It's been amazing. It's been amazing.
Yeah, we're on a little hike. So this today is our reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. This is the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. It began just as the prophet Isaiah had written. Look, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord's coming. Clear the road for him.
This messenger was John the Baptist. He was in the wilderness and preached that people should be baptized to show that they had repented of their sins and turned to God to be forgiven. All of Judea, including all of the people of Jerusalem, went out to see and hear John, and when they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. His clothes were woven from coarse camel hair, and he wore a leather belt around his waist. For food, he ate locusts and wild honey. John announced, "Someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I'm not even worthy to stoop down like a slave and untie the straps of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
This is the word of God as recorded by Mark. Peace.
Hey, what's up, friends? Again, welcome to our digital liturgy for the second Sunday of Advent. You know, one of the things that I really appreciate about the various seasons of the church year, you know, seasons such as Lent and Epiphany and Advent, things like that, are how these seasons are meant to really to teach us something about the spiritual life that we need to learn. You know, I mean, in so many ways, they offer us opportunities to, I guess you could say, live into the aspects of the spiritual journey that we might not choose to do otherwise, or even know how to choose, for that matter. And I think it's in this season of Advent in particular that we are being taught to do something that is quite counterintuitive and quite difficult for most of us to do, and that is to wait. Advent is so much, just like life, so much about waiting. But not just any kind of waiting. Waiting that is active and dynamic, and yet honestly sometimes a bit unsettling. You know, in today's reading, there, just like last Sunday, there's no angelic visitation. There's no pregnant mother. There's no perplexed father. There's no Gloria from on high or Magi from the east. No. What we find is the telling of good news by a wild and crazy prophet. Now, a prophet who tells us to get on the road and to set our feet in the direction of God's new age. And John the Baptist, challenges us to get rid of excess baggage, to focus on what's essential, and to get moving on the road that God is preparing for us. So it's interesting because, you know, John is not just like this cameo appearance in the story of Jesus. No. He's incredibly central to the story. And, you know, the thing about John is that John has this way of existing in this tension of the now and the not yet. You know, Mark's gospel kicks off with John the Baptist echoing Isaiah, crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." So sure, John is waiting for Jesus, but he's not sitting around on a rock twiddling his thumbs with nothing to do. No, he's out there in the wilderness baptizing people, challenging the status quo, shaking things up. You know, I think John's like he's like that guy at the party who sort of changes the entire energy of the room the minute he walks in. You know what I mean? We all know that person. He's not passive. No, he's making waves, literally making waves in the River Jordan. And here's where it gets really interesting. John lives in that in-between, in the threshold spaces of life. You know, he's neither here nor there. He's in the wilderness. He's in the river. This liminal threshold space. And he's not just preparing the way for Jesus. No, he's helping others cross into a deeper, more committed, more intimate even, relationship, connection with the divine. He's like a good way to look at it maybe is John the Baptist is like a spiritual bridge builder, right? He's connecting people to something bigger, to something more, to something greater. I love how the writer Jan Richardson puts this about John the Baptist. She says this, grounded in the words of the prophet who spoke in centuries past about the one who would prepare the way, John turns his face toward the future and he flings himself into the present and the work that is at hand. He holds past, present, and future in dramatic and creative tension, not becoming overly attached to any one of these realms. I want to go back. I want to read that last line that Jan wrote because it's so profound. He holds John the Baptist. He holds past, present, and future in dramatic and creative tension, not becoming overly attached to any one of these realms. So, what does all of this have to do with Advent? Well, it is during Advent that we too are caught in this time of remembering the past, the birth of Jesus, and anticipating the future, the return of the coming Christ. You know, in some ways you could say that Advent places us at the doorway of something extraordinary, and yet we're not quite there yet. You know, Advent is this liminal space in our calendar. It is a time when we're called to be fully present, even as we look back and look forward. Perhaps some of you are literally in this kind of space right now in your life. You are literally in a liminal space, and maybe you feel like you are on the threshold of something new. Like you're standing at that doorway. You're standing between, maybe it's standing between an ending and a new beginning, and those familiar patterns of your life no longer seem to apply or hold the same meaning. Which leads to the question of how do we navigate this space well? You know, this tension between the past, the present, and the future. How do we experience God in those threshold moments? Because let's be honest, I mean, while liminal space can certainly be uncomfortable, uncertain, disorienting, it seems, for whatever reason, that it's in these exact spaces that we seem to grow the most, that we seem to experience the greatest transformation of our lives. You see, friends, listen, Advent invites us to embrace this uncertainty, to live fully in those moments of not knowing, of waiting, of anticipating, to learn how to sit in the discomfort, how to find peace in the chaos, and how to be present enough to see the sacred, the holy, in the very ordinary parts of our lives. So, In these Advent days, I guess a question I would love to ask you is, how are you doing living in the tension of past, present, and future? Or maybe another way to think about it is, which one are you living in the most these days? You know, are you stuck looking back, clinging to the past? Are you stuck straining your neck, trying to get a glimpse of the future? Or are you here right now in this moment, open to whatever God is doing in your life at this very second? Friends, remember, following God, following the Spirit, does not always mean knowing and having a clear picture of the destination. But it is almost always about being fully present in the journey. It is about recognizing that you know what, for whatever reason, God seems to show up in the most unexpected places, in the most unexpected ways, in the in-between, in the threshold spaces. In our reading for today, John the Baptist, he's a voice shouting in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord." And so with that in mind, I'm going to ask you a question. What new place and way of being might God be initiating you into in this Advent season? What new place and way of being might God be initiating you into in this Advent season? You know, perhaps it is an area of your life that God is inviting you to grow in or to change. Maybe it's you're sensing a divine nudge, so to speak, to step into a new chapter, to, I don't know, maybe even adopt a new perspective. But what new place and way of being might God be initiating you into in this Advent season? Friends, in this time of Advent, may we be a little bit more like John. Not necessarily eating locusts and wearing camel hair parts, but in making a way in the wilderness, may we do the same. May we make paths in the wilderness of our lives. May we be part of the story, part of the action, part of the preparation. May we be present to the now, even as we honor the past and anticipate the future. And as we do, friends, may you find strength, hope, and joy in the threshold spaces of your life this Advent. May you be awake. Oh, may we be awake. May you be awake to the ways that God is moving right here and right now. And may you be part of the way that God is making in the world. Amen. Friends, I pray and I hope that this Advent season is not just another season. I hope that it is a meaningful, transformative season for you, for your loved ones, your family. Now, before we go, I want to leave you with this benediction. And so open your hearts, okay? Like John the Baptist in the wilderness, may we be bold in our proclamation, humble in our service, and open to the new paths that God is laying before us. May the grace of our Lord, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit guide us as we navigate the thresholds of our lives, preparing the way for the Lord in our hearts and in our world. And now, friends, may you go in peace, filled with hope and anticipation of this Advent season. Friends, you are so loved. We'll see you again soon.